Welcome to St. Peter's on this third Sunday in Advent and our annual Christmas performance with the children. And so thank you for making the necessary adaptations to be seated out in the fellowship hall. And thank you in advance for the wonderful brunch that we will share at the end of the service. We'll do communion in the same way that we do in the church, and we will take an offering the same way that we do in church after the program. If you just follow along in your bulletin, everything is there. And
all right. Thank you, everyone, for being here this morning. And I wanted to welcome you to our pageant that the children are doing. And in your bulletin, it explains what this is about. It's a rehearsal. So it's going to look like a rehearsal. It's a rehearsal for the big day. So the big day is here, but it's a rehearsal. So that's why you're going to see them changing and doing some things that are kind of unorthodox. You know, when you do a play, you do everything backstage. Well, this is backstage, front stage, every stage. So hope you enjoy it, and Merry Christmas.
Here.
Present and accounted for, Mrs. S.
I'm here, Mrs. S.
Thank you.
Hey, Josh, you are seriously tardy.
We covered for you, Josh. We told Mrs. Parks you had a good reason for being late.
So what exactly is your reason, Josh?
My grandma came to town. I was opening presents.
Oh, yeah. Grandmas always bring the best.
I have to wait until I get home to find out. So can we hurry this up? I kind of have something important to do.
Now that's the real Christmas spirit we're trying to tell here.
Why can't we just go over the next part while we're waiting for Mrs. S. to come back?
That's a great idea, Ben. Come on, everyone. We can be out here in no time. And there are shepherds living out in the fields, nearby keeping watch over the flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them,
Hold it!
I was just trying to speed things up a little.
We worked a long time writing this. You shouldn't have to rush through it just because you want to rush home and open a present. Penny is right. It's okay to get excited about a gift, but we spent a lot of time writing the script. It's not the most important gift anyone will ever get for Christmas.
Yeah, remember the reason for the season?
Sorry. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over the flocks at night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were terrified. But the angel said to them, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloth
on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince.
The night Jesus was born, all of heaven exploded with praise.
Angelic fireworks filled the dark night, and hope lit up the sky.
Thousands and thousands of angels were singing glory to the newborn king.
The angel's song was a Christmas card announcing God has sent his very best. Their message was good news for all people. There was a brand new song heard in heaven that night, a song of rejoicing as God sent his gift of salvation to the whole world. The angel's message came to lowly shepherds who had no wealth or position.
They were poor.
They were outcasts.
They were definitely at the bottom of the food chain.
What?
Hold it.
Not again.
This is not what we wrote, Ben.
I just added it. Don't you like it? Okay, I'll take it out.
Being a shepherd wasn't something you grew up wanting to be. They didn't have much hope that their lives would ever change.
But in a moment, everything changed. They'd heard the angel's good news of great joy, and it was for them. The song the angel sang was for them. Suddenly, nothing else mattered.
These shepherds watched over the temple sheep. They knew the value of a sacrificial lamb that would not have left them unguarded. But when they heard the good news, they left everything, including their sheep, to go and find the baby they've been told about.
After they had seen him, all they wanted to do was tell everyone about him.
The angel's song of praise became their song of praise. God had chosen them to share the good news. He had given them a great gift.
This gift wasn't wrapped in fancy paper with shiny ribbon and fancy bows. This gift was wrapped in swaddling cloth
to meet the newborn king. But there were others who came later. They had traveled a long way to find their Messiah.
These men were wealthy scholars called magi. They had read the prophecies and knew from the stars Messiah had been born. They had waited a long time for this baby.
They knew that he was the king of all kings.
The Magi came in a mighty caravan with hundreds, maybe thousands of soldiers and servants. They brought valuable gold, frankincense, and myrrh to give him. They entered the small house ready to offer their treasures. But in that moment, in his presence, all they could do was fall down and worship and offer him their heart. The Magi returned to their home differently than the way they came. Just like the shepherds, they met Jesus and would never be the same again.
You might wait a long time for a gift, then it's not the right color, or it doesn't fit, or maybe it's not even what you wanted. But our Father always knows what is right.
God's gift to us isn't a gift you can see with your eyes. Jeremiah 29:13 says, if you seek him, you will find him, when you seek him with all your heart.
Long ago, God sent the most precious gift he could give us through his Son. He gave a promise on that night he was born. He kept that promise at the cross. Jesus is God's word that he will never leave us. He is always with us.
He's God with us.
And God's word is always true. The word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
Pretty much been through everything, Mrs. S.
We've just got one more song.
I'm sorry, Miss S. I was kind of in a hurry to get home.
Well,
I guess I was, but I realize now that I just forgot about the best gift of Christmas, the one I can't see. I was looking at all the shiny bows and fancy ribbons. I forgot to look with my heart. Tonight helped me remember.
Yes, sir.
How you sent Jesus to us. And every time we tell it, you remind us what the season is all about.